Hi, following on from yesterday's video, I decided that I ought to make it more simple. So today I've created a simple five checkpoint list for when you write your comments. If you'd like to find out more, listen on. Hello, I'm Alice Elliott, the founder of thecommentingclub.co.uk that shows you how the magic of commenting can increase the popularity of your business, which ultimately leads on to ideal clients. When you decide to leave a comment, it's a good idea to have a checklist to make sure that you write suitable, positive, and relevant comments every time. So I am therefore going to put forward to you these five questions you need to think when you've just read the most fabulous post in the whole wide world and you feel inspired to leave a comment. Make a big difference when actually it gets around to writing your comment, because it will be the most appropriate and most valuable comment than all the other commenters on that post. Number one, who am I addressing? It's a good idea to first of all find out the author of the post, so you can then greet them by name when you write the post. This makes them notice you, appreciate your comment more, and they're more likely to actually publish the post once they've approved it. The other people you need to maybe find out a bit more would be the other readers and the other people who comment on the post. Don't forget, you've also got to read the other comments too, because that means that then you don't therefore repeat yourself or repeat what they've said, or even make a difference to how you actually construct your comment and whether it's relevant or not. Because if you can find something that's different that nobody else has mentioned before, that makes a massive difference to having your comment published. The second point is to say is, what is the subject of the post? If you've taken the time and trouble to thoroughly read the post itself, carefully noting every point that it's been made, you are much more likely to therefore understand the subject, which will therefore make your comment more relevant. And that is important, because you don't want to go off on a tangent, you don't want to write something unsuitable, and therefore, by totally understanding what the post is all about, your comment will therefore be more meaningful and therefore more valuable. So it's important, therefore, to totally read everything very carefully before going ahead with putting ideas forward into your comment. Number three is, do I know anything that relates to this subject? It's a good idea to totally go through all your knowledge base that you have, so that you can think, what do I know? What can I say? How can it be constructed in a way that the author, that the other readers, that the other commenters, and myself can put forward that relates to the subject? This harks back to relevancy again. It's so important to be relevant, but it's also very important to know that others can appreciate and understand what you're trying to say and get your message across. So if there's any information you have to hand, any knowledge, any expertise you have to hand, what can you say that you can put into the comment to provide more added value, to make it worthwhile reading, to make it more meaningful to the people who read and publish your comments? Number four, how can I extend this conversation? Comments should be seen as a conversation with the author of the post. They are not really somewhere for you to promote yourself or your business. They are to extend what's already been said within the post. You will obviously, if you've read the post really carefully, you will then have some ideas which you can then continue in the same vein as the post itself. And writing in a conversational style is very important, because it makes you more approachable, more readable, and therefore more appreciated. So if you can extend the conversation, extend the actual subject, extend the style, and develop what's actually been written in the post a bit further within your comment, it's more likely to be appreciated and understood by all who read it. And number five, what difference can I make with my answer? You've got to have in the back of your mind all the knowledge and expertise you have, and how can it put forward into your comment to make it worthwhile and valuable? What can you say that make a difference to someone's life? How can you change or provide a solution or offer a point of view that's valuable? What difference can you make by providing something that is worthwhile and meaningful and valuable? This can make such a difference to people who bother to think carefully before writing their comments, because their comments are then useful and a much more worthwhile reading in the first place, rather than just a couple of words which are meaningful, which are totally useful, useless, and don't add any value at all to the actual post itself. Think carefully what you can contribute that makes a big difference to your comment, to the post itself. Now, if you want to find this checklist, I've actually published it on my website, and the address for this checklist, actually I've done it in a very bright and colourful infographic. So check out my infographic by going to www.thecommentingclub.co.uk/commenting-checklist. Check that over and let me know what you think. Thank you for listening. I'm Alice Elliott, the founder of thecommentingclub.co.uk, that shows you how the magic of commenting can increase the popularity of your business, which ultimately leads onto ideal clients. If you'd like to know more about what I've been saying in this video, send me a message so we can have a little chat.